Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Woohoo! Yay! And we have as our moderator, Tiffany.
That's right. Yay.
Yay! We're all here. Yay!
We are. We're here and we're oh, let's I'm not going to start talking until you tell everybody what you want them
I was
to
just thinking, I think I was going to do
do.
that first. That way, they're all coming in while you're telling your wonderful information.
That's right.
So, yeah, come on in and tell us where you're from because that lights up your part of the grid. You're shining your light on the grid, and that's super, uber, uber important. And when you shine it with love and joy. So, hey, that's your assignment. Tell us where you're from, shine your light with love and joy. You're doing huge things. Okay. And then Tracy has an assignment.
And if you would, I have an assignment. If you would like to ask us a question, please, please, please go into whatever version of this you're watching and put Tiffany in capital letters along with a bunch of emojis and Princess Tiffany. What were we calling her? The check.
Oh gosh, what was that? What
I
was
had
it,
it
Jeff?
written down
It was a
too.
great one that someone came up with.
No,
Nope. Wisdom.
you guys think about it.
It was the wisdom keeper or the question keeper.
She's so good to us.
See what we live with.
Come up with some fancy little name, Princess Tiffany, Tiffany in the sky, the master of all questions and answers, Tiffany, whatever you want to do. That gets her attention so she knows you're asking a question and not just responding or participating in the chat. So to get your questions asked, Tiffany, capital letters, along with all the other fun things, would be wonderful. And then Julia and I will tune in. We will focus. We'll put our antennas on. We'll get everything going.
But do we
We'll see
want
what we
them? Do we
think.
need them to be like in the thing, or can they do it wherever they're watching when they put their questions in? We're going because I think sometimes
I
you said
usually
map
ask you
detect or
guys to open
something.
it up. Like if you're on Facebook, open it up into its full version, not just the feed, because we want to make sure we get your questions. And I know that on my Facebook page, it seems we don't get your questions. So go to my YouTube page. Go to my YouTube page. Go to my YouTube page. I have a certain young four-legged that is trying to help me right now. So what you're seeing me do is talk to you while I use my feet to put something back up that he knocked over. Look
I
at
thought maybe you were petting him with your feet.
it. No, right now I'm not. He thinks everything under my desk is a free-for-all at the moment. And so this could be very interesting. Look at, you can see his little tail.
I saw the tail. Yep.
He got something squeaky and ran out the door. So
Well,
I'm hoping that my sound canceling microphone is
it's
working.
working really, really well.
Yeah. If you guys do hear it, just enjoy it. He's a puppy. It's something to smile about. So, okay. So that all being said,
Yeah, you found some interesting stuff today, he said.
well, I actually took the time to listen to the astrology today because we got so much going on energetically. We are going into a solar eclipse on the 21st, which also falls in
Wow.
with the
Yes.
equinox. So
Wow, so a double whammy.
we're getting papowed. Now, what does this mean for everybody? Well, it's showing us what we're complete with. So a lot of
What
people
we're
have
complete
probably
with.
what you're complete with. And
Ooh.
so things that are just kind of you're either over it. The terminology she used was, I'm done with this. I don't want this anymore. Could
I
be
think I
your
actually said that
attitude.
today about something. I said, I don't want to be in this energy anymore.
I
I'm
don't
done.
want this anymore. It is what it is was another phrase. It is what it is. Don't want
That's
this anymore.
a good thing to just let
Da,
something
da,
go.
da,
When
da.
you say
And
that, you're letting it go.
it's like, the way I look at it is like this stuff is surfacing to say goodbye. It's time for it to go. And so it's saying its last hurrah. See you later. It's like when you have company and they come and make their last pass through to say goodbye before they leave. And so that's what's happening. These things are coming to your awareness because they're saying goodbye. And it's time for you to move forward. You might be reinventing some things. You might be, let's see what I wrote. What you have been observing in life is in the in that last month. This last month here is what you're looking at that you want to do differently. It's you're being forced to grow. And so whatever's been grabbing your attention in that, it is what it is, I'm done with this, whatever that is, it is because you're being forced to grow in that area and something's changing. So that's good news, even though we know when we're going through that, it's not always very fun,
Not comfortable
right?
usually.
Right. Now we're in that Virgo energy, from what I understand. I think I'm saying that right because I didn't write down the actual sign, but I think it's the Virgo energy.
It is. That'll
And
be changing in a couple of
yeah,
days to what
right.
comes after Virgo, September. Libra, right?
Scorpio. Libra is
September,
Libra the
October,
first.
October, November is Scorpio. I
Oh,
remember the
okay.
first part of
You're right.
October is Libra because I know somebody that has a birthday then. That's how I remember things.
Somebody's gonna make sure we know in
Yeah. Make
the
sure
chat.
we're
So,
right.
as we're going into this energy, that Virgo energy can create the overthinking. Running it over and over and over and over in our minds. And we're facing our own inner critic. And so, one, that's showing you what you're about to shift and change. But two, do your best to stay out of that critical mind and be more of the observer of, okay, this is shifting. Where am I going? What am I doing instead versus hanging on to what was? Where is this going instead? So,
Yeah, can
those
we
are kind
say
of my updates.
that's a good point. I love that because sometimes we think I'm going to hold on to this until I see what's coming. And what we need to understand is the other won't come until you let go of this. So you gotta
Right.
release. And then that's what the one door closes, another opens. That's what that means. You close the door on this and then it opens. Then you
Yeah.
understand where you're going. You're not going to see it beforehand. That's called faith.
Absolutely. You guys, I'm
Taking
going
a
to
step forward.
try and find a way to put this on the Dolores Cannon page real quick. So, I don't know if I've got the wisdom, the know-how to do this, but possibly if I take the if I took the YouTube link and then shared it over on the Dolores page, would that work?
Should
Start talking about where everybody's from.
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that while you're working on that.
All right, we have New York, Florida, Michigan, Wisconsin, Colorado, Idaho, Ohio, Canada, Connecticut, another Connecticut, and North Carolina, and North Carolina, Oregon,
There you
Canada,
go.
Arizona, Boston,
Boston.
bunch of Libras. That's what to answer your question earlier.
Okay. There you go.
Australia, Northern California, Georgia, Utah, Australia, Washington, Tasmania,
Tasmania. Woo.
Virginia, Norway.
Norway. Fantastic. It's late there.
Yeah, thank you for being here. Okay, so I shared it. We'll see what happens. The rest is a mystery. So probably people aren't getting on there from that page yet. But if you're on the Dolores page, hopefully we'll get your posts. If not, try Julia Cannon's page or my YouTube or Julia's YouTube, and you'll get your questions on there. We're just trying to find a way. We had a hiccup today with the Dolores Cannon page, but we want to keep that audience going too. So we'll find
Absolutely.
ways to get there. Get on one of our YouTube pages. That's the easiest way. All right. What else do we have? What do we want to talk about now?
Oh, you were saying something about you knew that, like what you had just read, the things that were happening and things that you could relate. Did you want to share anything with that?
I would say to just kind of keep it general is that I've had things resurface that I'm just like, what's happening? Why is this happening? One of the things I was looking at was like, okay, this is going to force me to do things a little different. And I talked a little bit about that, and that's AI. Everything. So if you guys want to take mercy on our little souls, and this goes for anyone that is an independent person working, they changed the algorithms. So you guys aren't getting our messages, you're not getting our emails, you're not getting things that we usually would send out to let you know what's going on and the events we're doing and different things like that. So if you guys are aware of that and you feel it in your little hearts to help us out, share our stuff, click like, comment. Those things help share our posts around. If it's getting attention, it will, the algorithms will pick it up and put it out there. But yeah, so I've just noticed, like, just over the last couple of months, this extreme shift in the like decline in the amount of people that are interacting with me. And it's like, what's happening? So like the astrology said, I'm gonna have to do something different. And so maybe the different thing is to actually ask you guys to help us out with that, because your attention to our videos, being kind enough to like them, even comment on them, it helps us. So all of that. But yeah, that's one of the things going on. And just most things are okay. It's just things that I'm like, it's not showing up, and just trying to find the answers and the solutions to it without going into that critic. And so hearing that today really did help validate what I've been challenged with. And I feel good about how I've been responding to those challenges. So that part's okay. And I know it's going to change and shift, which we always know we're going
Absolutely.
through whatever. It's a cycle, it's a thing, and it'll change and shift. And
This too shall pass.
yeah, well, it's like when they do the updates on, say, Windows or your cell phone or whatever, and now everything's in a different place, and that button's not there anymore, and you're used to it, and you just got to retrain and restructure, and then all of a sudden it's the new normal. So, we just got to get used to the new normal.
Absolutely.
And that's what it is.
Yeah, and that's a good point. I see comments on different things that we post. I mean, not just but all of our posts from the companies and things like that. And I see a lot of things. I don't know if these are just new people coming in. Maybe they're new to this whole world that we live in. And they're just like, when will things get back to normal? I really want normal again. And it was like, oh, normal left a long time ago. It's
That
like,
ship sailed.
exactly. It's just get used to the change. Because I remember when I used to think that's like, okay, we'll go through this and then we'll get back to normal. And I kept hearing, no, it's not this anymore. It's this. It's more like, you
Yeah.
plateau for a while, then you go up, you'll hit something else and you'll plateau. The plateau is where you adjust and get used to it, get normalized within the new paradigm. I guess we could call it that way. And then it's going to shift
And it's time
again.
to shift again.
Exactly. And so that just always be ready. It's going to do something again. And so that's again, this too shall pass. It'll just keep moving, it'll shift. And the best thing you can do is just be very flexible and just roll with it. If when we resist and we're like, I want it my way and I want it the old way, I want it whatever, you're gonna have some issues.
I was finally getting comfortable. Oh, that's what happened.
Yeah, because that's it's really, I think that's part of the whole purpose, maybe, is to get us, like you're saying, let go of all this stuff and become more and more flexible to just adapt to whatever comes in. You're not holding on, you're not oh gosh, what's the word? Attached to any outcome, any certain thing. Just roll with it, have faith, trust. And some people, that is something that's really, really, really hard. And that's probably, if that's really, really hard for you, then you might feel it more than others because this is
Yeah.
where it's going. It's
Well,
what it's doing for us.
and if you think about it, that's the exact thing that's going to show up for you, the thing that you're having a hard time trusting. That's going to be the thing that's showing up for you, because you guys, we can't take this with us, right? We if we want to get into 5D New Earth, we can't take these energies with us. And so we're being put in that position to let that stuff go. I got sent a video today and I didn't check into its validity, so you guys just take it with a grain of salt. But the guy was talking about October 30th, and there's an alignment with something going on with the sun being at its most powerful point, solar flares, Schumann resonance, and the earth polarity being at it, I might be saying that wrong, but being at its weakest point, and that there is going to be a surge of energy. He was saying 732 hertz or something like that. He said, so we're going to be feeling something in October.
That we're not feeling now. See, it's that kind of thing. It's like people that, well, we're
If
gonna
you
really feel
guys
it, but
are
we have not been
already
feeling
wiping, if you're already wiping your foreheads, he said that the power, that the surge could even affect like power outages and stuff like that. Now that he did not say it in a fear-based way. It was kind of just more like, you might get
Possible.
glitchy internet, or some places might get power outages and stuff like that. But it wasn't the putting the survival stuff out
Doom and
there. It was
gloom
more
and all
like,
that.
this is going to happen, and it's going to pump in a bunch of energy, and it's going to really elevate people. And he was also talking about there needing to be a certain percentage of people at a certain frequency for shifts to happen, and that we're going to exceed that by like a lot
A lot.
with this
Okay.
shift.
Well, just saying,
So,
he said October 30th. Isn't that All Saints Eve? I mean, we have
yes.
Halloween the next day, and then isn't that the evening before? Is that, or
I think
is Halloween
Halloween is
All
All
Saints?
Saints Eve.
Okay.
Yeah. And
But
then
still, as things are
September or
shifting toward
November.
that.
Yeah. So, anyways, I know I probably butchered that, but I gave you the gist of it. And I know I wish I could tell you where to find that, because right now that would take me fiddling around on my phone a lot. But you could probably Google that, energies of October 30th, and find the video. But it's really interesting. We are getting some really powerful shifts coming in, I think, and feel for myself like it's just been an interesting time, like just sitting there, almost like I'm just sitting there waiting for something. It's like this odd pause, but yet nothing, it's not a pause. There's like so much to do, but yet there's still this pause energy. And it's kind of like, yeah.
Well, we just had two lunar eclipses recently. Did you? I didn't really notice them. I was noticing things before the first one. And then somebody, I was really, really, really tired. This was a few weeks ago. And somebody said, oh, we're in eclipse season. And I thought that was interesting wording to say season. And then I found it later. It's like we had two eclipses right after that. So, and then I guess the
Oh.
solar one's coming too. So maybe that's what they meant. But I didn't, but during those, I didn't notice so much. But some people really respond to the lunar eclipses
Yeah.
and have issues there. So I didn't know if you were feeling any of that or.
Usually the moon energy does affect me in my sleep. Either I sleep really well or not really well. It's usually one or the other. The last eclipse, I slept really well. So we'll see what this new moon with the solar eclipse does. So,
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
yeah. And we might
Ooh.
all start feeling real foggy in the head, like, what did I go into the kitchen for?
I'm
Yeah.
already doing that.
So much, so
That's
much.
an everyday thing.
I was feeling a little bit like, should I be worried that I keep forgetting why I picked my phone up, or why I went in the room, or whatever? And then when my 27-year-old kid's doing the same thing, I'm like, okay, it's just
Yeah,
something
I'm
going on.
okay.
We're
Exactly.
fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was nice to just go, like, the camping trip. We were over by the coast and we spent one of the days on the beach, which was really super nice. If you guys can see, I'm so tan now. Oregon beaches. Anyways. So, And then where we were camping was in the trees by a lake and stuff. So it was just very relaxing. We
Nice.
had, between all the family members that were there, we had 8 dogs. So
They had fun.
walking them all at the same time, all the line crossing, and yeah. But yeah, we got lots of walking in, and it was fun just to wear those little dogs out, especially that puppy. Man, he was just out. There was one day he jumped up on my bed and curled up in all the pillows. And he was just like, "Don't even look at me. I'm done. I'm
I'm
not doing
done.
anything else." So, yeah. All right. Should we see what kind of questions we have?
Absolutely. Let's do
Oh,
it.
Miss Wisdom Keeper. Is that it? That's not it.
Question master. Wow.
Question
That
master.
was close. It
Oh,
was really close.
literally said master of questions earlier, so you were
Didn't hear it.
Oh, yeah. I was probably preoccupied with trying to post the other link. All right. Question master, what do we have?
This is from Beck. Tiffany, intriguing woman of mystery. Ooh.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Nice.
A question for Julia Soulspeak.
Okay.
What does chronic dandruff indicate? My teen son has had terrible dandruff since a toddler, and no treatments have worked.
Okay, since a toddler. Well, hair, you know, the hair has to do with our glory. It's kind of how, you know, it's our mane that we have, and it's another because it's a skin. Also, that's something that we present to the world with. So it could be something along the line. And this is just, I'm speculating here. But skin issues, if we just went to skin, they have to do with how we face the world. It's how we present to the world. And then it's in the hair. So that's why I was going to hair. But it could also be scalp. It could be crown. It could be, so there's several way areas, directions it could go. I wonder what was going on in his life. I mean, you said he was a toddler, but I just wonder what was going on in his life at that time that the symptoms started, that the dandruff started. Because it'll go around that or something. Yeah, that's, I'm getting that as a strong thing.
Interesting.
Something was happening there.
And yeah, being that they're a teenage son now, I think is what she said. Still a little too young to do like the QHHT on him. But you could be a surrogate and do a session,
Yeah, or
see.
even soul speak, he can just ask, you know, and just talk to the dandruff and just ask what it's trying to tell him.
Yeah.
You know, he can actually talk to his body, just talk to it, the issue, and just say, what do you want me to know? You know, what are you trying to tell me? And see what it says, because he's old enough to be able to do that. I mean, even as a toddler, they can do that. You know, you just say, hey, if you were to say, if it could talk, what would it say to you? I mean, there's different ways, you know, that we can adjust this to age, and they'll have an answer.
I
In
love
fact,
it.
they would, a young one would have fun with that. What would that flake say if it had, you know, if it could? They'd
Yeah.
come up with something. They're easy at imagining.
So true. And that would be fun to hear back, on one of the not in a future show, if I can speak. In a future show, if you get an answer to that, we'd love to hear how that felt.
Absolutely. You know, what I can do is give you guidelines as to this is probably, it's about something like this. But that's, you know, that's hitting in several areas. So that's where it's hard to pinpoint that. And so it feels like, you know, if we can look at when the symptoms started and what was going on in his life at that time, but you know, always the answer is from their own higher self. That's the best answer. So if you can just talk to it, and he'll say, Mom, you're being crazy. But you know, it's okay. I mean, just play a game, you know, or something. If that could talk, if that dandruff could talk, what would it tell you?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Make it fun.
From that.
Okay.
My son was super, super shy. We moved country and he stopped talking for about a year when he was three. That's when the dandruff started.
There you go. See,
Oh, wow.
it was about how he was presenting, how he was. Yeah, so see, it had to do with that. And I don't know. See, that's where to get a better answer, you have to ask his higher self. It's like, why did you choose dandruff? What does that mean? You know, because I, like I said, I can speculate. It's flaking off. Maybe, you know, I can speculate because it's all about, it's symbolic. It's, you know, they're very literal what they use. But I'm curious when I hear something new like that, and that is new for me, is I want to know what is it you, what do you, why did you use that? You know, because that's what I did when I wrote the book, when I got into it. I talked to all these things and got energetically in there. It's like, what are you trying to say? And I can do that with this with a little time. I mean, not while I'm right here. I mean, I could, but it's there's a lot of things going on in my head right now. So that I've already
But
shared
they
what has
can
been
do
going on
that.
in my head.
Yeah, I love that they can get in there and ask the questions.
Absolutely.
And like you were saying, it could be fun for him just to
Oh.
see what his imagination
Yeah.
will bring forward.
Yeah. So see, whatever was going on then is still going on. And that's why it's carrying on. He still feels whatever it's indicating, whatever it's used, you know, using for that. Definitely the moves and all that shifting and him shutting down, that started it. And this is something to do with that, but it's continuing. He didn't stop. He still feels the same way. There's something still happening, and that's why that's still there to represent what it needs to represent.
Okay, cool. All right. Goddess in the sky, question master, wisdom keeper. I'm keeping that one.
Like it.
What else do we have?
The questions from Jude. Tiffany, twinkle starlight.
You guys
Speaking
are.
of, quote unquote, what's next? I'm ready for my next level work passion. Can QHHT possibly help parents and their nonverbal kids? Is this a thing?
The surrogate.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Through
Yeah.
a surrogate, like through you can find out what is going on. You can probably share more about that, Tracy. It's as far as like, I mean, it's having a session with you, and then you tap into the child, and you can find out all kinds of things. What's going
Yeah.
on there?
Yeah. So the parent comes in and they get the regression, and then the higher self, we tap into the child through that.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can get answers. And the parent's higher self can know the answers as well as tapping into the child's higher self
Yes.
and doing it that way. So there's been a lot of success with doing the sessions that way for when the children are experiencing something. Yeah, doing it that way. So yeah, I would encourage you learning or finding somebody to do that with, that would be really cool.
I can feel somebody's wondering about their pet. It can be done that way with pets. It's like anybody that is not able to vocalize for themselves, you can do this.
If we all think about it, we're all energy. We are energy. Our thoughts are energy. Our connections to each other are energetic. We can feel things. You're an empath. You're connected. You got soul connections to these people, to these animals, energetic connections to them. So when we get into that version of you through the higher self, that's an energetic version of you, then it can tap into these other energetic sources. So yeah, why
Yes,
not?
absolutely. Exactly. And that's what we're doing. All of these sessions, we're tapping into all these different parts and pieces and, you know, different lifetimes, different timelines, different, you know, it's because it's all energy. We can do that.
Love it.
It's really fun. It's really amazing because
Yeah,
it shows how
you
we
can come
are.
out of it.
Well, it takes all limitations away. Any
Yes.
perceived limitations.
I love that. Perceived. Very true. When we can get out of our own way, right? Because
Right.
anything is possible. Anything. Including Tiffany turning her camera on one day.
Will do this. And she's saying,
What
not
do you
today.
have for
I see
us,
another
Miss?
tail wagging over there.
Yes, that's the troublemaker. Addie, come show your cuteness. Oh my gosh, she's so cute. What are you trying to do? Oh, there's a cat over there.
Ah.
He wants to make nice with the kitty. Oh, I don't know where he went now. Oh, he laid down by the kitty.
Oh, okay. He's,
I don't
he
know
is
if
looking
he's in there.
nice.
Yeah. Anyways, we'll have him in the background because everybody's working tonight in my house. So he
They're
is
all there with you.
peripheral. Yeah. So, all right, Miss Tiffany, what do we have next?
This question is from Crayons the Dragon.
Well, okay. I'm loving the dragon.
The most divine Tiffany. I have gotten a reading and was told that my inner child is extremely sad, lonely, and feeling neglected. How might I remedy this and know it is working?
Well, first off, I'd say, do you identify with that? Did it resonate?
Good point. Very good
Because
point.
not all readers are reading you. Sometimes they're reading their own energy and
Their
they don't
own
realize.
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So if it resonated for you and that felt accurate to you, then doing some inner child healing, which again, we could say you could go QHHT and talk to the inner child and do it
Absolutely.
that way. But yeah, do some inner child work with that and just have conversations with your inner child. Yeah.
I just feel like your name is dragons. What was it? Was something about
Yes,
dragons. I
crayons
mean,
and
that right there,
dragons.
you're showing your child. You're showing all of that.
Your
Just
inner child's coming out in your signature name there. It's fun.
Exactly. You should see the
Yeah.
little picture too. It's super cute. Oh.
You know what?
So there
Just
you
so you
go.
know, you are loved and your inner child is loved. So just whatever's showing up for you, look at where that resonates for you in your childhood and start the healing work with that. We all have healing inner. I feel like I had a great childhood and I still do healing with mother, father, childhood stuff. You know, it's like you can have the best of the best and there's still going to be inner child work to do. So,
Absolutely.
yeah, so finding a place where you feel it resonates for you and doing some work with that. You can read books, you can watch videos, you can go see someone, you can do QHHT, there's a lot of ways to get some help with that. But first off, love yourself because you're pretty cool.
Let your
So,
dragon shine.
and Brian Shine, just do it. Yeah. I did kind of peek over and see that this person is an artist. And oh my gosh, what a great way to express. What a great way. Yeah. So express through your art, whatever version of that
Yeah.
comes through. You know, art is your channel. You're bringing in your higher self when you're doing your artwork. You're bringing in that's your church, if we want to use a word like that, because that word might upset some people, but that's your religion, that's your spirituality, that's home. And so play in the art and just let it come through and be expressed. Be fun. All right. So now we're talking to the flakes and we're talking to the inner child and we're talking to whatever it is that's going on, let's talk to it. All right, Tiffany, let's talk to you.
Oh, thank you. The next question from Carol, Princess Tiffany Galactic Superstar.
That almost
That
sounds like it needs a uniform or a superhero outfit.
it probably does, yeah,
Yeah.
but a very simple one. Comet A1 Atlas will be closest to Earth around October 21st. You know anything about
Okay.
that?
Oh,
And
that might be part of what I
I
was talking
think
about earlier. Yeah.
folks are saying it's a Federation ship. What do you think?
What I'm hearing is you can be whatever you want it to be.
Yeah, I'm not picking up on anything like that. Yeah, it's, and I saw that in somebody, I saw that, but I didn't know what it was in one post. Somebody was asking on something else, and I,
Oh.
that is, so.
I just kind of get like this void of See, here's the thing, you guys, is we get to create our own realities. And if that's exciting to think, okay, this is a ship or a mothership or something like that coming in, we are supposed to start experiencing contact. A lot of people have already experienced contact, but more and more people, and by 2027, I think it is, they're supposed to be pretty normalized. So it gives us a couple year and a half, 2 years to play in that energy. So if this resonates for you, Carol, trust it and go with that, because your higher self is guiding you to this information because you're ready for that information. And if that information doesn't go to somebody else, maybe they're not ready for it yet. So let it be what feels right to you, and don't worry so much of what we're getting on our end of that, because that might be for you.
Absolutely. So many times those things are just for you. If you see something and nobody else saw it, it was for you. It was just jogged a memory, though, in a session that I had one time. I was out in the cosmos and I was looking back at Earth and I could see all these ships. I mean, it was like those old drive-in movie theaters and all the cars are lined up and they're watching the show. That's what it was like. They were all, and it was just stacked up against each other. There was no space. And it was just every kind of ship you can imagine, big ones, little ones, everything. And they're all out there watching this. So we have motherships out there already and big and all kinds of ships out there already. So I'm just that just came in as to what that means with all this. I don't know. It's just like, yeah, so very likely could be, or it's just out there already. Why do we need to name it? I don't see. I have issue when everything gets a name. That's where my stuff comes in. And
We're
because
humanizing it as it, we're trying to relate to it through our experience as humans. We want to give our guides names, and our channels and different things names when they really go by vibration or frequency. But to keep that real for ourselves, we are in a third dimension where our sensitivity levels to that are minimized in comparison. And so we refer to each other through names. And that's how we can relate to it. And I think that's why we want to label things and put names on that stuff, because we're not to that place yet where we're psychically aware of it, or telepathically picking these things up. So we're doing the best we can to make sense of it.
Right. And nothing, I'm not diminishing what if you're into this, great, that's fantastic. Or if you've seen anything, that's fantastic. I just know that it seems like this is a cyclic thing. I mean, these are the things that are coming in as we're talking about this, is over the years. And I've lived a few now. It's like there have been a lot of these that, and they always say, oh, that's a mothership, that's this other whatever, it's a group of ETs, whatever, it's a council, it's a something, and it's coming and it's gonna do all these different things. And maybe on some timeline it did, but I never saw what it that it did here. So I don't know. So I think it's just don't give it a lot of power. It's like it may not happen. It may not be anything. Just what
It'll
is
be
it to you?
interesting to see what happens,
Exactly.
because that's gonna be this weekend. Is that right? The 21st?
Maybe 2 days. No, October. She said October
Oh,
27th.
October 20th.
21st or 27th? It was somewhere in there.
Yeah. So we have all this time to manifest something terrific,
Yeah,
and
we do.
that could be the kickstart of all this other energy.
Could
That
be.
was, the stuff that's fun for me is when it's more on the scientific, or this isn't a woo-woo prediction thing, but this is actually what's happening. The moon and the stars and the things are all going to be in this alignment, and it's creating an energy. That's what's fun to me. And with this planet coming in, it sounds to me like it's just kind of kickstarting the party. So, yeah. And if we are going to go through a big shift like that, maybe it is a ship. that's going to be close by, hanging out,
Maybe.
helping humanity.
Anything is possible. So
Anything.
I'm not saying it's not possible. I'm just, yeah.
All right.
Anything,
You guys
let's
all
just
know
see
what
what
this means,
happens.
right? It means Julia is going to be like the first one abducted because they'll be like, girl,
We're here. Yeah.
we want you. You need to see us. What happened? No. Show me for reals. I want to see it.
It'll be cool to see what kind of dreams, because I see things in that way. It seems like a dream and stuff. So it'll be cool to see what maybe things like that happened around that time.
Very cool. All right. We'll keep this rolling. Okay. Beautiful goddess Tiffany of the Ether Nations.
Ooh.
What other kind of questions do you have for us?
This question's from Leon. Tiffany,
Okay.
running just as fast as we can.
Pew, pew.
You know the song?
Yeah.
Who sings it?
That's too big of a question.
Oh gosh, I'm
You having one of those moments
like
where
the
you can see
Go-Go's or something
nobody?
like that.
It's Tiffany. Come on, guys.
Tiffany sang it. Tiffany did
I didn't catch that.
it.
Totally did not catch that. Well,
Oh,
but that's
there's
an
also
80s thing. I'm
another
not up on the 80s groups. I bet it's an 80s thing, isn't it?
Mom, you say that every time. You know exactly this song and you know Tiffany.
I know that song, but to put to no, I don't know who sings what.
There's music notes around it, so I wasn't just singing it just because I could.
I love it.
Question.
You all saw it here.
What does the Schumann resonance mean to a metaphysicist? When the Schumann resonance changes, what kind of change can we expect to feel?
Think it affects the magnetic pull of the Earth, doesn't it? You
Think,
might have to Google that one.
yeah, as far as a
I feel like
metaphysician.
it, like this, when, like when the solar flares come in and the Schumann resonance bikes, it seems like it's something to do with that magnetic energy of the Earth,
Energy for
which
sure.
affects us and our moods, and yeah.
And I think it's different. It depends on what it is and maybe even the sign it's in and stuff like that when it happens. I just know when we were in Mount Shasta, that was the first time I
That
became
was a
aware of
yeah,
Schumann
that was
resonance stuff.
powerful.
And it was so emotional. I mean, that was like off the charts energy. And I was so emotional. I was like, what the heck? It was like I couldn't control my emotions, of a very, like I was crying easily. It was very sensitive, that kind of thing. And then someone said, oh my gosh, well, the Schumann resonance, it's off the charts.
Yeah.
That was like the beginning. I don't know if it had been done that much before, but that was the beginning of it's
Of your
constantly
awareness
happening
of it,
now.
yeah.
So,
Okay,
but
so I'm going to
yeah.
read what I pulled up here.
Okay.
It's the electromagnetic field and may affect humans by influencing brain waves, promoting relaxation and better sleep, regulating biological processes, and even impacting mood and stress. So when it spikes, it probably, I don't know. Well, I know when the solar flares come in, man, you could put me to bed and I'd just sleep all day,
I'll say, yeah, you
or at
get
least
really
just,
tired.
yeah, I get tired with that. So it says here that the research suggests human cells may have evolved to respond to these earth-based frequencies. And distribution of the natural balance of artificial electromagnetic fields from technology could lead to health issues. Now that's getting into something else. I think that we're talking solar towers and other things when we
Oh,
get
got
into
it.
that stuff. So, but the Schumann resonance is the electromagnetic field and it affects our brain waves. So there's our answer to that. Yay.
And it can be probably a number of ways that it affects. So, like you're saying, all these different things, and within those, you have a lot of different ways that you can display them.
Yeah.
I can't talk. Words don't
When the resonance is spiking, we can't speak. Oh, that'd be good. We have a show on Halloween, which we're gonna have to figure out if we're gonna pre-record
Okay.
that or not.
Oh,
But
yeah. We'll see.
that
We're
will
busy.
be
Piper and I are busy. Okay.
they're
We may have to
trick-or-treating, so
pre-record
we may
then.
have to pre-record that. But that'll be right in that energy of
Be cool.
all this stuff getting really intense, supposedly. Now, in intense in what fashion? Maybe it's just gonna make us real sleepy. Maybe it's gonna make us like tapped in, turned on, and all kinds of inventions are gonna start coming out of us.
There
Technology, who
you
knows?
go.
Yeah. We'll all just jump into hyperdrive. It'll be good. All right. Do we have time? We have time for another question.
I think so.
Yeah. Do you
This
want me to
is
call you by a glorious name?
no, I've got enough on here. My head's big enough for tonight.
Okay.
This is from Nicole. Tiffany Question Master. I'm being told by people I know that I'm gifted. However, I still don't know what I'm supposed to share with the world. Am I supposed to be doing something else than career?
Do you want to share something with the world? You can be gifted and not have to share that with the world.
Perfect. That's what I was going to say. It's like it doesn't mean it's something on a world level. It's just because we all have gifts.
Yeah.
And it's just, yeah, what do you, yeah. And
What
you're
do you want
probably
to do
already
with it?
using them. I'm hearing that you're already using them. But it's
Yeah.
because you think that you have to do it on a world stage. That's what's shifting that for you. It's just
Now, if you
acknowledging your
want to do it
gifts.
on a world stage, then start looking at people that are doing that and what are they doing to get there? That would be a good lead for you.
If you're just true to yourself and just acknowledge, then
Yeah.
it opens up and the way will be shown. They just yelled that at me. The way will be shown. So,
Exactly. Sometimes we just have to get honest with ourselves about what we want. We try to put that into, oh, well, I have this thing, this gift that came in, so I need to use that for the greater good. When really it's like when Daniel started coming in and I started channeling, I had a lot of fun doing that and I couldn't wait to do it again and I wanted to do it. But it might have looked like me going, well, maybe I should do sessions for people, and doing it that way. Let's just get honest. I had fun doing it. I wanted to tap in and I wanted to share that with people. And
Yeah, and then the way was shown, wasn't it? It
the
just
way it was shown.
expanded.
And when we get honest about what we want to do and how we want to put it out in the world, it'll open the doors. But don't tippy toe around that and try to look like, okay, the universe wants me to do this. No, you want to do it, and that's okay. It's okay that you want to do that. Go
Exactly.
share it with the world and be proud of yourself for having that gift and being able to do that and being willing to open it up to other people. That's a big thing.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, just acknowledge that you already have it because they're saying it's already there. You already know. So acknowledge that and then just let it start building from there.
Beautiful. Okay, so we're going to be looking for that, Nicole. We'll be looking for your gifts to start showing themselves publicly. I love it. Okay. What did she call her? Question master?
Yes.
The question master. What, we have time for another one, I
Isn't
think.
that what you have written down on your paper?
It is.
Tracy follows her own directions, as you can see.
The paper is not, it's not
Solar
in my
flare.
vision.
I need you to put it on the
I
top of
only
your
put it right
computer.
in front of me so I would have it when I go to call on her. Hello.
This question's from Danielle.
Okay.
Hi, Maud Tiffany. Can I ask what it means when a drop of water falls on you out of thin air in your bed? I literally checked on condensation on my ceiling and none. Landed on my heart, I think.
Oh, wow. It got your attention. That's what it
Huh.
means. If something needed to get your attention, it got it.
Huh. I'm kind of
I love that it
curious,
dropped on
like,
your heart area.
were you awake when it happened or did it wake you up? Interesting. Yeah. What do you think that means?
Yeah, the biggest thing, it got your attention. So then, yeah, it goes from there. Then what was going on at that time? What were you thinking about? What's going on in your life? There's something trying to get your attention.
Or someone.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what's the first thing that pops in for you when you think of that? There's all kinds of things that it could be. And I'm just sitting here going, well, I don't want to influence, but
Well, no, and it's like it can be that. This also it can be opening up to this unseen world, the energetic, the all these. It's like, yes, it's here. So I feel like it's something maybe in that realm, but I don't know.
Yeah, I keep
I love
hearing
that it.
re-entry.
Ooh, re-entry.
So
Okay.
coming back from somewhere and you wanted to remember, so this drop of water came with you.
And was it, did you feel the water? I mean, did you just feel it like you felt, or it was actually wet on your skin? There actually was water. Because I would remember one time, I was seeing the chiropractor and I can't remember what it was, it was a long time ago, and they're working on stuff. And there was a point in there where I kept feeling the sensation on the side of my leg that like it was wet. And it wasn't, and it was something in my back. Now, this is putting a very medical, but it shows you how, we can sense things like that when different parts are not completely engaged, So it's like that goes along
Interesting.
with what you're saying. It's like we're not completely
The
back in the
re-entry.
body. Maybe you just
Yeah.
re-entered and it wasn't quite all there, and so you felt that. I mean, that could be that, but it's like it gets your attention. That was the first thing I got. It was something to get your attention. And then where it goes from there.
Yeah.
Speculation.
Well, that's another thing to explore. Talk to the drop of water. Talk to the inner child, talk to the dandruff, talk to. That's our theme today. Talk to
Absolutely.
it. See
Talk
what
to it.
comes back to you.
Yeah,
The
ask.
higher
Ask
self
it. Yeah.
knows what it was.
It does.
All
Yeah, that's what
right, I
we're doing.
think we
We're just
got about
talking
a
to it.
minute left.
I think
What do we want
so.
to talk to people about? Maybe
Okay.
let me see if I can hold your book upright in the correct position.
Okay, yeah, because we were talking about SoulSpeak earlier. I have my book, SoulSpeak, the Language of Your Body, and you can get that at ozarkmt.com or amazon.com. And then I also have an online course about how to work with that and even become certified to help other people, and that's at juliacannon.com. And then QHHT that we've talked about, if you want to have a session, if you want to become a practitioner, anything, if you want to come to our retreats when we get the next one scheduled, everything to do with QHHT, go to QHHTofficial.com. If you want to have a session with Tracy, where can they find you, Tracy?
You can go to QHHTofficial.com, find a practitioner, or TracyMahan.com, and you're going to book through my website anyway. So TracyMahan.com. I'm out in Portland. Well, I'm outside of the Portland, Oregon area. I'm in a town called Forest Grove where my office is. It's a beautiful little area to be. Come out to Oregon if you don't already live here and have a session.
And if you want to become a practitioner, Tracy has a coupon code that you can use to get money off.
We
I don't know if
don't
it's
know what it gets you,
awesome.
really.
It will
You
get
just
you
have to
money
plug
off.
it And the code is the magic is real. Put it all in as one word, the magic is real. That'll get you money off.
Money off. Yes, you will
All
get a
right.
discount. So, anyway, love you all. Thank you so much for being
Thank
here.
you.
Tiffany,
Thank
thank
you,
you so much.
Tiffany.
Tracy,
Bye.
thank you. Love you all. Thank you so much for being here.
Bye, everybody.